Molly.
Well, I'm in Las Vegas. Had to go get some water. I got a new water jug. It's a beautiful day looking over Kermit's Peak. Just imagine how just obnoxiously cold it is up there. It's pretty cold down here. Just coming out of Las Vegas. I'm contemplating which route to take. Out of Mora, I think I'm going to take the back road. I'm just going to take the back road and go to town that way. Slightly longer, but nicer. Nicer. I was just thinking on all of the things that were getting me to this point, and this is definitely a job that can fulfill my goal of spending my 50th birthday in London. That's definitely possible with this third job. In fact, that'll be just the time when my 5-year probationary period will have ended. Of this as an answer to a prayer. I don't remember. Well, sort of. Like I was saying in an earlier recording, this is more not answer to a prayer, but answer to a plea. Not knowing what I needed to be doing next. This thing seems to just come out of nowhere. But not dropping into my lap, but it's time to go after. I find myself enthusiastic about it, even though I don't know exactly where the end will be. I am interested to find out. And to see where I get put. I would hate to think that I would be hanging around Washington, D.C. too much. Oh, there's going to be some of that, by nature. Luckily, foreign postings are the order of the day, which is what I want. Boy, let me tell you, when it came and said that you'll spend 3 to 4 years, or 2 to 4 years at every post, number one, 2 years in the past has always been my limit of what I can tolerate, but I have shown myself that I can spend 8 years chomping at the bit what was my other thought? Oh, kind of scatterbrain, Father. I need help with the scatterbrain. Stop using it as an excuse. I need to mitigate it as much as I can. Sadly, I can't go but a few minutes without forgetting what I was talking about. Don't know how good my long-term memory is. But let's just say that it's not a problem, and let's not bring it up. No, but to say, working on meditating. And some days, most days I'm excellent, and other days I'm just horrible. It does mean, though, that I tend to be quick on the reply, or at least getting it put into my system. Whether it's a ticker system or whatever else you want to call it. I have a system to help mitigate the fact that I'm scattered. Mind going in 5 million directions. I'm trying to think, what one of those 13 dimensions popped up and made me say, oh, you know, it's usually put on there to try to dissuade you from getting into the foreign service. You know, well, it's going to be like this and that. And that's going to be, and that's a problem for a lot of people. And you go, works great for me. Hardship circumstances. I have no problem with hardship circumstances. In fact, I kind of like the rigor of them. 2 years at sea is tricky. So, I'm not saying that it's comparable. This is an indicator. And the fact that I, as far as America goes, I live in a third world country of New Mexico, eastern New Mexico, depopulated, not really doing anything with New Mexico. My wife is accustomed to being out of contact with me for periods of time. If it gets to be more than a week, she gets antsy. So we're going to have to work out a good long distance, a good system, you know, whether it's Skype or whatever it is, to try to keep each other going. When I'm on duty where she can't come. Anyway, golly, I wish I could remember, because it really was. It was like, oh, this is just the indication that this is really good for kids. And it's gone. I know it's there, so it's not like, oh, Jay, if you don't remember that, you may not stick with this thing. And he goes, don't worry. Said, I've got the basic concept. I just forget some of the details that led me to this point. Regardless, there are a lot of facets of the job that fit me rather well. Even Lisa said so, and I take Lisa's opinion on these things very highly, because under normal circumstances, I don't think she would want me to be doing stuff like this anymore. You know, going away for long periods. Doing what could be construed as dangerous stuff. So I spent 2 years on a boat, a work boat, a rusty work boat, and nothing just more intangibly dangerous than that. Dying at sea is common. Losing a limb, losing a finger, both of my friends have been injured. It's just part of it. So no. I know, we handle whatever circumstance comes along. I have also worked in a prison. That didn't come up because I haven't done it within the last 10 years. So, I worked in a... well, to be honest, it was a combination medium and maximum security prison. I got hired just after a riot that killed a guard. Everybody was a little skittish. It was stressful. But then again, there's always a heightened level of stress. And that is, you know, that doesn't work well with the job. Otherwise, you know, I think for everything where they say, well, do you need to handle this situation and that situation, you go, I think I already have. But, you know, you guys didn't ask. There really was an indication that this would be that I've been in more dangerous situations than probably I would be presented with. I mean, I haven't had people particularly going around swinging guns at me. But, you know, that's not true. I have. Since I was a missionary for the church, described by anything. And I was threatened with my life on occasion. Directly. Not that somebody was randomly pointing guns at everybody in the room. No, it was pointed at my face. Was I happy? No. It didn't happen. It was really easy. If he wanted me off my porch, I obliged him. The whole effort of shooting me is not going to get you. Give you what you want. How can it possibly get you what you want? Evaluation. Somebody else needs to make those kind of decisions. And then I can pass on. You don't want to meet them ultimately. But that's the problem. I was thinking about how I would feel, you know, stop singing on you. How I would feel to be in the presence of the president. I remember watching the movie An American President. Who is it? Michael Douglas, Annette Bening. And she was in awe of the president. Oh, I can't believe I said that in your presence, sir. And it's like, I have no, you know, Jason, stop it. I have no thought that I would be impressed by. I would probably be the first to say, it's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. President. Treat him like everybody else, maybe. And if it got to, I'd say, I didn't vote for you. I don't agree with most of your policies. It's okay, I rarely vote for the winner. Little L libertarian. I am a different sort of person. And I don't find you much impressive. I know you got quite the answer. Congratulations. I know it took a lot of effort to get to this point. I imagine I'm going to have to put forth effort in my job to keep my job. It sure seems that way. Let me tell you. The up or out attitude. That happened to one of my friends. One of my friends was a captain in the military. And he was a pilot. And a bomber pilot at the time. At Canada Air Force Base as well. And we had talked. And he all of a sudden was not in the military anymore. And he told me the story. I don't know how it came up. I don't think I remember asking him much about it. He was working for a contractor. I think he was making far more money as a contractor than he ever did, you know, in the service. So it wasn't a horrible place. But it wasn't what he wanted to do. He wanted to continue on being a pilot. That's what he enjoyed doing. And he was going to explain to me. He said, I couldn't make, I couldn't make my next rank. I had been a captain for too long. He said, and so I was out, you know. The upper out way of doing things. So, you're going to have to always constantly be pushing for better circumstances, you know, to get a position. And I don't know if that means promotion. I don't know if that means...
I have no idea. I'm traveling.